Sealing your recovery. I believe people have reached the stage of full recovery when their confidence and feelings of success over anxiety outweigh their feelings of failure or despair. This is achieved for most people through continued practice and application of what's been taught in this method. This is not to say you'll never experience anxiety again, but if you do, you'll move through it quickly with a strong sense of confidence. After several months, you'll begin to forget that you ever had an anxiety disorder. Ending an anxiety disorder is generally not something that happens immediately for most people, especially if there has been a problem for many years. The purpose of stage 3 is to teach you how to seal your recovery and not get discouraged by setbacks, which are often part of the healing process. This is not to say that there are not people who reach their goal quickly. It's just that more often than not, there are a few bumps along the road, and these bumps can bring strength and wisdom. Being aware of this will help keep you motivated after you hit a bump or two. People often ask me, why do they experience setbacks when they begin to tackle their anxiety? Setbacks happen because as you face your anxiety and the situations that make you feel uncomfortable, the avoidant or protective side of your personality becomes more active. When you decide to tackle your anxiety issues head on, the protective side of your personality would rather that you left well enough alone. Your protective side doesn't like taking risks and feels better when you don't put yourself in situations that make you feel anxious. It's the part of you that says, let's stay in our comfort zone today, at least there we're safe. This part of your personality has your interest at heart, but you know deep down that a life cocooned from all adversity doesn't lead to happiness. When you begin on your healing journey, it's all new and it can feel like you're moving into unknown territory. You quickly master areas of your life that were causing you problems. Your protective side takes a backseat and watches with suspicion as you make this progress. Then, after a while, your protective side becomes more active, for fear that, with all this progress, a great fall must be just around the corner. As you move upward and onward, your protective side gets scared and tries to put the brakes on. This creates a conflict and fuels feelings of anxiety. The feelings can be very intense and might be similar to what you've experienced before, such as panic and general unease. Or there may even be new sensations never experienced before. You might have been doing really well for a week, and then your protective side pops up its head and says something like, okay, well done. We're not worried about dizzy spells anymore. That's fine, but what's that ringing in your ear? That sounds like trouble to me. Let's get worried. No panic attacks in a week. That's great, but don't be fooled by that. This means a really big one is about to pounce. These type of thoughts undermine your confidence. Suddenly you're feeling vulnerable again and the anxiety can return as your confidence dips and you obsess again about the anxious thoughts. This kind of response is natural in recovery, and if you've experienced a setback recently, I want to show you how best to deal with it. The first thing to remember is that setbacks happen. Try to never let a setback convince you that you're not making progress. It doesn't mean that all your progress has been undone. In general, setbacks are inevitable, and you need to have an accepting attitude towards them. Secondly, setbacks form part of your healing. To move beyond the anxiety, you need to work with the protective side of your personality and teach it that there is nothing to fear. When setbacks occur, it's an indication that you now need to take your new understanding and work with your protective side, which is resisting the change. You might want to think of that protective side as a small child who doesn't want you, the parent, to take risks or do anything out of your comfort zone. Talk to this part of yourself. Reassure it that all is well and that it's necessary for you to work through the anxiety in order to experience more freedom and happiness. Setbacks can feel like a big step backwards, but they're generally followed by rapid progress on many levels if you fully engage with your protective side of yourself. There's an opportunity here for you to create a new working relationship with your protective side, and this will really seal your recovery. When you educate your protective side that you're really safe and encourage it to take steps with you, you become fully empowered to end your anxiety. all of your internal energies are going in the same direction and there's no conflict. Persistence will carry you through all setbacks and ensure your success. Keep your confidence intact. Build it on the past and each and every time you've succeeded. Play those previous successes like a film in your head again and again each night as you go to sleep. All the panic attacks you've dealt with, all the sensations of anxiety you've felt, and yet you still got on with what you were doing. General anxiety disorder, and especially panic attacks, are probably the most frightening experience a person can go through. In most cases, you feel like you've had a brush with death itself. That's no small feat to deal with while on your lunch break. Be proud of your experiences. You're not a cowardly victim, but a survivor of the terrifying experience. And what's more, you've probably stayed at work or collected the kids from school. You continued living. Sure, there may have been a few hairy anxiety memories in the past that you'd prefer to forget, but the underlying emotion to build upon is that you've survived and you're here now, alive and living a new day. Build a wealth of memories and they'll be your resources from which to draw strength. Write them down because that solidifies them and makes them more real in your mind. Read them to yourself regularly. Be sure to keep a diary as written proof of your progress that you're making. The trips you take that weren't possible before. The special days when you completely forgot you ever had an anxiety problem. You need to keep a record of these achievements because it's easy for your protective side to negate the great strides you've made. Confidence, just like fear, is contagious. Soon you'll find it spreading to all areas of your life, giving you a quality of life even beyond your pre-anxiety days. Always try and focus on the success you've achieved and it will grow and expand in your life. Persist with it. Turn a setback into an opportunity to solidify your real confidence. Regardless of what happens, you can handle it. Regardless of how your body feels, you'll move through the anxiety and come out the other side smiling. If you remain persistent, setbacks can be quickly turned to your advantage and you'll be strengthened by the experience. Setbacks are delicate periods to move through, so you will also need to be kind to yourself. Understand that they're the result of you just trying to protect you. Be your own best friend. When you take your protective self by the hand and teach it that there's nothing to fear, you'll quickly march towards a greater experience of freedom. Recovery is not a straight linear process. It will help if you try not to measure success on a day-by-day basis. Some days will be better than others. That's just the way it is, so don't get upset if you complete something successfully one day but fail the next. Keep your eyes on the end goal and persistence will carry you there. Finally, to complete stage 3 and seal the recovery, it's important for me to fully explain all the sensations associated with anxiety disorders. The reassurance found here will give you a boost of confidence to shake off any doubt that may be lingering in your mind.